The people of Israel were at war with the Ammonites. In the spring, Joab set out with the entire army to attack the people of Ammon and besiege Rabbah, their capital city. But David remained in Jerusalem. One evening, unable to sleep, David got up from his bed and went up onto the flat roof of the palace. As he was walking around, looking down from the terrace, he caught sight of a woman bathing in the courtyard of a house nearby. She was very beautiful, and David sent someone to find out about her. The servant returned to tell the king that the woman was called Bathsheba, and that she was the wife of Uriah the Hittite, one of David's valiant men who had gone to war. David had her brought to the palace, he slept with her, and then sent her home. Some time later, Bathsheba informed the king that she was with child. David at once sent a message to Joab, telling him to send Uriah back. When he arrived, the king questioned him about the campaign, then sent him home so that he could spend the night with his wife. But instead, he slept at the entrance to the palace with all the king's servants. When David was told that Uriah had not gone to his house, he was amazed and said to him, "Haven't you come a long way? Why didn't you go home?" "The ark and the whole army of Israel are staying in tents," Uriah answered. "All my lord's men are camped in the open fields. How could I go to my house to eat and drink and sleep with my wife? Indeed, I will not do such a thing." So David kept Uriah with him another day. He invited him to eat at his table that evening and made him drunk. But again Uriah spent the night with the king's servants. So David wrote a letter to Joab, the commander of his army, with orders to put Uriah in the front line where the fighting was fiercest, and to withdraw from him so that he would be killed. Then he sent Uriah back to the army with the message. Joab did what the king ordered. While the city was under siege, he put Uriah in the most dangerous place where the Ammonite defense was strongest, and when the men of the city came out to fight, several Israelites fell, and Uriah was killed. Joab sent David a full account of the battle. He said to the messenger, "Should the king be angry and ask, 'Why did you get so close to the city to fight? Didn't you know they would shoot arrows from the wall?' You are to reply, 'Your servant Uriah the Hittite is dead.'" When the messenger arrived, he told the king everything Joab had ordered him to say. David replied, "Tell Joab not to be upset about the death of his men. The sword always kills here and there." When Uriah's wife heard that her husband was dead, she mourned for him. When the time of her mourning was over, the king took her to be his wife, and she bore him a son. But God was very displeased with David, because he had committed adultery and murder. So he sent him Nathan the prophet. Nathan said to the king, "There were two men in a certain town, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had a very large number of sheep and cattle, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb. He raised it, and it grew up with his children, living in his house and sharing his food. It was like a daughter to him. One day a traveller came to the rich man, but instead of taking one of his own sheep to prepare a meal for him, he took the ewe lamb that belonged to the poor man. He killed it and cooked it and gave it to the visitor." When David heard this, he was very angry. "As surely as the Lord lives," he exclaimed, "the man who did this deserves to die. He must pay for that lamb four times over, because he did such a thing and had no pity." Nathan said to David, "You are that man. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave you the kingdom, and if this had been too little, I would have given you even more. Why did you despise the word of the Lord by doing what is evil in his eyes? You struck down Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and took his wife to be your own. You killed him with the sword of the Ammonites. Now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house. This is what the Lord says. Out of your own household, calamity will come upon you. Before your very eyes, your wives will be taken and given to one who is close to you. You did it in secret, but I will do this thing in broad daylight before all Israel." Then David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. Struck to the heart, the king at last realized what he had done, and his repentance was sincere. The prophet replied, The Lord has taken away your sin. You will not die. But because you have shown utter contempt for the Lord, the son born to you will die. Then Nathan went home. Next episode, David's repentance.